Hachette Audio presents The Billionaire Next Door, written by Jessica Lemon, read by Sasha Dunbrook. For my cousin and lifelong friend, Jenny. Chapter 1. Eyes closed, Rachel Foster drew in a stealing breath, shut out the din of voices at the surrounding tables in the bar, and said aloud for the first time ever, "Mom, Dad, I resigned from my position at the design firm after Sean took credit for my work. I moved out of our shared apartment and took a job as a bartender instead." Other than background chatter, silence greeted her. She held her breath for a few seconds before opening her eyes. The 50-something guy across from her blinked, fries gone cold on his plate. "Should I have started with my ex taking credit for my work, then moved to the resignation, or is it best to open with the bartender bit?" she asked him.
"I think they'll love you no matter what."
The man on the guest side of the bar, who'd agreed to play the role of mom and dad, smiled. Oliver something. He had kind green eyes, a plain face, and thick hair dyed a shade too dark for his age and skin tone. He was a regular at the bar where she worked, enjoying the same exact meal, turkey club, no mayo, each and every week. He always ate, but never drank alcohol, only soda. And he had a big, beautiful Great Dane, a dog she would soon be in charge of while living in his gorgeous apartment. She really needed to learn Oliver's last name. "You say that because you've never met them." She grabbed the soda gun from behind the bar and refilled his Diet Coke. "Maybe I shouldn't tell them at all."
"Rachel," he brushed his hands on a paper napkin, "I'm old enough to be your father."
"Uncle," she corrected, being generous.
"Older, uncle. Either way, I have longer perspective than you do, given that I'm closer to the grave, and I'm advising you to tell your folks what's going on."
He was right, of course. She hadn't told them anything, and the least they deserved was the truth. After her and Sean's relationship had imploded, she'd grieved alone and put on a happy voice for her mother's phone calls. Inside, she'd been aching. 2 years was a long time to be with someone. She had begun to accept his faults, like the fact he was grouchy in the evenings and could be abrasive and critical. But when he'd betrayed her and took the promotion she'd earned, she pushed the eject button without a second thought.
"I'll tell them."
Eventually. She wasn't ready to call her family in Ohio and drop on their lap that their successful city-dwelling daughter was not watching the gold nameplate go up on her corner office door. Instead, she was stacking dirty dishes in a bus tub and cleaning sticky, disgusting residue out of the rubber mat over which she poured libations for 8 hours a night, 5 to 6 days a week. Still better than being stabbed in the back by the man who was supposed to love and protect her. She took Oliver's plate as he reached for his wallet. He extracted a credit card, which he used to pay for everything to earn miles for his many business trips, and set a gold key next to it.
"Front desk knows to expect you tomorrow. Adonis has been asking about you since you stopped by last week," he said of the Great Dane with whom he shared a life.
She pocketed the key with a smile and settled the bill, swiping the card on the machine a few feet down the bar. "The front desk was incredibly thorough and scares me a little. Last week when she was there, they required 2 forms of ID and took a photo of her to put in their database. I'm surprised they didn't ask for fingerprints." She tore off the receipts and handed them over with a pen. "Adonis is gorgeous, but let's both admit he only loves me because of the liver treats I fed him." Oliver laughed as he signed the receipt.
"His loyalty is easily bought, like his owner's."
Truer words. She accepted the pen and the receipt, glancing at the tip line to see that Oliver had once again tipped the amount of his meal, which she used to yell at him for, but now accepted that he wasn't going to listen to her no matter what.
"Thank you for doing this, Rachel," he said. "I didn't expect to be in Japan for an entire month."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?